one of them is black and brown and white, and one of them is light brown.
Charles is talking about his brand new puppies. Most of the time, he's like any other 9-year-old. He enjoys playing video games, basketball, and skateboarding. But there's another, more challenging side of Charles. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Sometimes his problems have even turned violent.
Last year, my son, back in June, he stabbed me twice at home in front of my other children. He flipped out, he stabbed me. All I want to do is give my son help. That's all I want to do.
But his mother, who we'll call Nicole to protect her son's identity, says finding long-term help for her son has been difficult.
He's been in and out of hospital facilities. I've been having trouble as far as getting him into a residential treatment center because he needs it. It's recommended by several doctors that he needs it.
Mike Downey, Assistant Deputy Director with the Mental Health Mental Retardation Authority of Harris County, isn't so sure residential treatment is the answer for Charles. Downey says mental health care today is moving away from long-term residential care. Results, he says, are usually better for patients who can live at home while getting treatment.
Well, the system has been continuously going more towards an outpatient system, away from using, you know, the old model used to be back in the day with adults and kids, most of the state hospital system, and integrating folks back into the community that eventually make for successful recovery and resiliency. It's not being in hospital.
Nicole says various medications and short hospital stays have not worked for Charles, and she's frustrated by the lack of resources available to help her son. Although he qualifies for Medicaid, she insists Charles is falling through the cracks in the Texas mental health care system. Downey admits mental health care funding is not adequate for adults or children in Texas.
We're pretty much operating off the same budget that we had 15 years ago, 20 years ago. We just need to develop a system that continues to grow the way that Harris County's been growing. It was already behind 15 years ago. Now you can imagine how far behind it's gotten now.
He urges parents of children with mental illness not to give up. The first step, Downey says, is to find a good doctor.
There's nothing better for a child's health and mental health over a long period of time, if they're going to be struggling with this through their childhood, is having a good doctor, having a good psychiatrist.
Nicole just hopes she finds the help her son needs in time. Carolyn Campbell, News 92 FM.